Beati qui audium verbum Dei et custodium tillud. Blessed are they who hear the word of God and keep it. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Do you have a musical ear? Every music lover would treasure an ear with perfect pitch. That is, the ability to discern perfectly the accuracy of a musical note. And such a gift of perfect pitch would enable the musician to perform better and to enjoy music more deeply than most of us musical amateurs can. Now, the human soul is created to hear the voice of God. The human soul is created to respond properly to God's will and divine truth. But because of original sin, and as a result of our own personal sins, our spiritual hearing is flawed. The ears of our soul are faulty. Because of pride and sensuality, we choose not to listen to God, and our soul becomes spiritually hard of hearing. But such was not the case for Mary. For the sake of her divine Son, Mary, his mother, was created immaculate. No sin, no pride, no selfishness ever touched Mary to warp her hearing. Mary's hearing has no defect. Her ear has perfect pitch. Mary alone enjoys that perfect capacity of hearing God's voice and of keeping his word perfectly. When, in today's gospel, Christ says, "Blessed are they who hear the word of God and keep it," he is, first of all, praising Mary. The Son is giving due honor and respect to his mother. But for us sinners, our hearing is flawed by our pride and sin. And so Christ has established a marvelous means to help our spiritual deafness. Jesus gave a powerful aid for our hearing. And that aid is the church which he founded to echo his divine voice, to echo his divine voice down throughout the ages. Christ told his apostles, "He who hears you hears me." And the apostles' successors, who are the bishops in communion with Peter and under Peter, the first bishop of Rome and supreme pontiff, these bishops are to echo and to explain the teaching of Christ with the help of priests. Priests sent out to preach the word of God for the salvation of souls. And this is what St. Paul is telling us in his epistle to the Romans, so frequently quoted by St. Francis de Sales. Faith comes from hearing, and hearing by the word of Christ. But how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach unless they are sent? Indeed, dear faithful of Wausau, you have been blessed by God, abundantly blessed, for hearing his word as it has been preached by numerous preachers. Preachers sent to you by the authority of the church throughout these past 25 years. And today we wish to give thanks to God in particular for that dedicated preacher of God who is Canon Aaron Huberfeld. For the past 14 years as rector of St. Mary's Oratory, Canon Huberfeld has preached the word of God in his sermons. He has preached the word of God from the pulpit during his catechism classes, in person and even online. Canon Huberfeld has encouraged you in the confessional, enlightened you in spiritual direction. His words uttered in persona Christi, in the person of Christ, Numerous couples have been wedded in marriage. So many children and adults have been baptized into the life of grace. Canon Huberfeld has accompanied your dying loved ones on their deathbed. He has consoled you in moments of grief for those who are passed on into eternal life. Canon has preached the Catholic faith to you throughout these 14 years, and preached not only with his words, but especially by his example of fatherly love for you, his dear flock. Canon Huberfeld has been a paternal presence with you, at your side, day and night, when you needed him. Rain or shine, in the joyful times when you celebrated the 10th and the 20th anniversaries of St. Mary's consecration in 2013 and in 2023. And Canon was also with you at your side in times of bewilderment and confusion during 2020, when the whole world seemed to shut down. He was here for you along with Canon Mateus and the members of the Institute here at St. Mary's, here for you. But if, along with other preachers of the Word of God, such as Canon Heitor Mateus, who has recently also moved to another assignment after his 8 years of good service here in Wausau, if Canon Huberfeld has preached the Word of God to you in such exemplary fashion, it is, first of all, because he himself had first listened to the Word of God as it had been preached to him by other preachers sent by the Church. Canon Huberfeld first heard the Word of God. He received the gift of faith through baptism as a college student. And when that young professional, fresh out of college, attended the traditional Latin Mass for the first time in Boston, he heard, at that very moment, the call to become a priest, to celebrate this liturgy. And finally, Canon heard the call to join the Institute of Christ the King, to begin his priestly formation as a candidate here in Wausau some 22, 23 years ago. And now, Canon Huberfeld has been called to Burlington, Wisconsin, just 3 hours distant from here, where he is being sent to serve as the director of Sacred Heart Retreat Center. His preaching will continue for the people of St. Mary's who make the trip to southeastern Wisconsin, and people will come to Burlington from far and wide across America to hear the retreats, which will now be offered for laymen and laywomen in the spirit of St. Francis de Sales and the newly restored historic landmark, this wonderful building situated on 100 acres of wooded land and gardens. And I encourage you, dear faithful, to visit the beautiful website of the Retreat Center to check out the various retreat possibilities currently being offered throughout the coming months. But as our Lord tells us today, it is not enough merely to hear the Word of God. Hearing is not enough. We must also keep that Word. Keep that Word and accomplish that Word in thought, word, and deed. Learning from dedicated preachers like Canon Huberfeld and following the edifying examples of various persons around us. Persons whom God in his providence has allowed to cross our path in life for our edification. To be keepers of God's word, that is the mission set before us today. Keeping that word means keeping up our daily spiritual reading of holy books, perhaps listening to audiobooks on the car, on the go, as we accomplish our work. Keeping that word means putting the word of God, which we believe, putting it into the charity of our actions each day. Keeping the word of God means keeping up with acts of mercy for our neighbor. Acts of mercy, both corporal and spiritual, for those in need, especially those who are closest to us and whom we often overlook. Keeping the word of God means practicing what is preached and how we treat those people with whom we live. Within the family, keeping courtesy, kindness, and gratitude in our words. Setting an example for the younger ones. Helping one another, supporting one another, bearing with one another, and forgiving one another. And indeed, the best way to thank Canon Huberfeld, the best way to thank Canon Huberfeld for preaching the Word of God, which you have all heard from him over these past 14 years, the best way to thank him is to keep that Word of God alive in everything you say and in every action which you do. Nothing so rejoices the heart of a preacher of God's Word as when this divine word is lived day in and day out by people of faith and people of charity who do good works pleasing to God at every time and in every place. And to help you keep alive that word of God which you have heard, to help you to be doers of the word and not hearers only, today the church sends you yet another preacher and spiritual father, Canon Luke Zignago, the new rector of St. Mary's Oratory. Canon Zignago first heard the call to the priesthood from his boyhood home, within earshot of the church bells ringing out from the Basilica of Holy Hill, the Shrine of Our Lady Help of Christians in southeastern Wisconsin. And so, as only a native Wisconsinite can do, his priestly voice will easily become very familiar to you, as his preaching will reverberate with the sonorous strains of that Scotty accent of which every true badger can rightly be proud of. And Canon Zignago will preach that word of God to you with the experience and the dedication born of 7 years of priesthood, which have been preceded by 8 years of formation in the Institute. And along with Father Bill Evans, whom we are very glad and grateful to welcome in his assisting role as Vicar of St. Mary's, residing full-time right here. Father Evans, who's faithfully serving as subdeacon at today's Holy Mass. Canon Zignago will continue the preaching of Canon Huberfeld and his predecessors. And he will add his own voice and musical harmony together with all the distinct priestly voices which we have heard in chorus here at St. Mary's over the years. And knowing Canon Zignago as I do from years of close collaboration together, for which I am most grateful and thankful, I know that Canon Zignago will challenge you. He will inspire you by his own actions and priestly example, so that together with him, you may continue to put into practice the charity and mercy which flow from our Catholic faith. And thus, under his leadership in the years to come, the family of St. Mary's may continue to grow and to flourish for God's glory and the salvation of souls for Christ the King. And so today, dear friends, as we thank Canon Huberfeld and welcome Canon Zignago, let us, during this Holy Mass, let us pray to Mary Immaculate, and let us ask her for the grace we need to live by today's gospel message. Blessed are they who hear the word of God and keep it. Let's pray to Mary for the grace we need to hear God's truth, to hear it loud and clear in our lives, over and above all the distractions and noise of today's secular world. May Our Lady help us to stop tuning out whatever our foolish pride does not wish to hear. Let's pray to Mary for the grace to overcome any spiritual tone deafness in our soul, so that the faith which comes from hearing, that faith may fully blossom into charity for God and for our neighbor. And let's ask Mary to help us fine-tune the hearing in our soul, for listening more carefully to God's word, and for keeping that word alive in our thoughts, words, and actions each day, so that by hearing and by doing the truth in all charity, we may, by God's grace, be made worthy of eternal blessedness in heaven. And thus, we may be able to join our own voices to that great variety of the heavenly chorus, singing the praises of the Most Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, to whom be honor, glory, and thanksgiving forever and ever. Amen. Alleluia. And in conclusion, I would like to thank all of you, to thank you on behalf of our Prior General, Monsignor Gilles Vach, to thank you on behalf of our Vicar General, Monsignor Michael Schmitz, to thank you, dear people of St. Mary's, for your prayerful presence in these pews, to thank you for your volunteer helping hands, for your generous support for the work of the Institute here in Wausau and beyond. As Provincial Superior, I offer Holy Mass each and every week for all of our benefactors, living and deceased. May God bless and reward you all. This is a time of great growth in the Institute. We are being invited by bishops to open an oratory or a shrine in 4 new dioceses this year. 4 new dioceses in different parts of the country, from Reno, Nevada to Oswego, New York, in the Diocese of Syracuse, from Tampa, Florida, to the Diocese of Brooklyn, New York, later this autumn as well, so that the Institute will be serving in 25 dioceses, coast to coast, from sea to shining sea. And to keep informed about this growth which reaches more souls far and wide, thanks to your faithful prayers and support, dear people of Wausau, for so many years, to receive regular updates also about retreat opportunities at Sacred Heart Retreat Center in Burlington, I encourage you to sign up on our website to receive our email newsletter. That email newsletter, which is sent out faithfully on the first day of every month at 2 o'clock p.m. Central Time. Thank you also for your support for our numerous vocations. We are blessed here in the American province this September to welcome 15 new candidates in our pre-seminary program, including the 5 young men who had just arrived here at St. Mary's earlier this week. We're also blessed with 19 new seminarians at our international seminary in Florence, Italy, which brings the number of our seminarians up to about 110, including about 45 from the United States and Canada, among those 110 seminarians in our 7-year program in Gricigliano. We're also blessed with 2 new oblate candidates who will be joining our oblate formation program in St. Louis this fall. I'd like to also acknowledge 2 of our oblates here present here today, Abbe Raymond Schmitz and Abbe Kevin Kircher. Abbe Kevin, who will be celebrating his 25th anniversary as an oblate this coming spring. So many vocations also to our sisters, several of whom will be receiving the religious habit on the Feast of St. Margaret Mary on October 17th. Again, thanks to you, dear faithful of Wausau, for your prayers, your support, all your encouragement for these vocations, which are here to help your souls and your families on the way to heaven. And I invite you all, please, to join us after this Mass downstairs in the social hall. Well, together we can pay grateful tribute to Canon Huberfeld, and we can give together a hearty Wausau welcome to Canon Zignago, our new rector. And confessions will continue momentarily in the rear of the church. God bless you.